Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks.
Some places hold history in their walls, whispering the secrets of those who came before. Others, they do more than whisper. They let their presence be known in ways that defy reason. The Lemp Mansion in St. Louis, Missouri, isn't just another historic home with a tragic past. It's a place where the echoes of the dead may still roam. Built in the 1860s, the mansion became the grand residence of the Lemp family, whose brewing empire brought them wealth, power, and prestige. But behind the ornate walls of their home, darkness crept in. Mysterious deaths, sudden misfortunes, a series of suicides that left an undeniable stain on the family legacy. And after the fall of the Lemp Brewery, that darkness only seemed to grow, fueling the rumors that the mansion was no longer just a house, but a place of unrest. Today, the Lemp Mansion is no longer just a remnant of a bygone era. It's a bed and breakfast that invites the living to share space with the dead. Guests report seeing shadowy figures in the halls, hearing footsteps when no one is there, and feeling an unshakable presence watching them. Is it the weight of tragedy that lingers here? A trick of the mind shaped by suggestion? Or is something, someone truly reaching out from beyond? I'm Tony Bruschi. Let's dig in. St. Louis, Missouri was a city on the rise in the 19th century, a bustling hub of commerce and innovation. Among the city's success stories was the Lemp family, whose name became synonymous with one thing, beer. The Lemp Brewery was more than a business. It was a legacy built on innovation, wealth, and a pioneering spirit that forever changed the brewing industry in America. But like many great dynasties, the Lemp family's reign was not destined to last. Their story is one of triumph and devastation, where personal tragedy would ultimately overshadow their success, and their once grand mansion would become something far more infamous than a home. John Adam Lemp, a German immigrant, arrived in St. Louis in the 1830s, bringing with him a brewing method that was still largely unknown in the United States, lager. Unlike traditional English ales, which were brewed at warmer temperatures, lager required cool storage to develop its crisp, refreshing taste. The caves beneath St. Louis, with their naturally low temperatures, provided the perfect environment, giving Lemp an edge over his competitors. By the 1860s, Lemp's business had evolved from a small grocery store selling homemade beer into Western Brewery, one of the largest brewing operations in the Midwest. As the company's success grew, so did the ambitions of the Lemp family. John Adams' son, William J. Lemp, took over the business, expanding the brewery into a nationwide powerhouse. Under his leadership, it became the largest brewing company in St. Louis before the rise of Anheuser-Busch. The family's wealth was undeniable, and to reflect their status, William purchased a grand home just blocks away from the brewery. This house, built in the early 1860s, would become the infamous Lemp Mansion. The mansion was nothing short of opulent for its time. With 33 rooms, lavish decor, and even secret underground tunnels connecting it to the brewery, it was a symbol of power and affluence. But beneath its grand exterior, the mansion would soon become the backdrop for a series of tragedies that would shroud its halls in darkness. For a time, everything seemed golden for the Lemp family. The brewery thrived, their wealth continued to grow, and William's children were poised to inherit an empire. But in 1901, the first major crack in the family's legacy appeared. William's favorite son, Frederick, was being groomed to take over the business, but at just 28 years old, he died suddenly under mysterious circumstances. The official cause, heart failure. But many suspected there was more to the story. Frederick's untimely death devastated his father. William J. Lemp, once a powerful and ambitious businessman, was never the same. Those closest to him said he became withdrawn, reclusive, and consumed by grief. He lost interest in the brewery, and by 1904, the pain had become unbearable. On February 13th of that year, he locked himself inside his bedroom at the mansion, took out a revolver, and ended his own life. The Lemp family had suffered a terrible loss, but the tragedies were far from over. In fact, they were only beginning. With the patriarch gone, control of the brewery fell to his son, William Billy Lemp Jr. Though he tried to maintain the family business, the weight of personal struggles and external pressures would soon take their toll. Billy's sister, Elsa Lemp Wright, was known as the wealthiest woman in St. Louis. She lived a life of luxury but was troubled by personal misfortunes. Her marriage was tumultuous, full of breakups and reconciliations. On March 20, 1920, just one day after remarrying her estranged husband, Elsa was found dead in her bed from a gunshot wound to the heart. The official ruling was suicide, but some believe there was foul play involved. By the early 1920s, the family's brewing empire was already struggling, and when Prohibition was enacted in 1920, it was the final nail in the coffin. Unable to legally sell beer, the once-thriving brewery shut down. In 1922, Billy Lemp sold the brewery for a fraction of its worth, less than 10% of its previous value. The grand business that had made the Lemp family one of the most powerful in the Midwest was gone. But the losses weren't just financial. Billy, like his father before him, fell into deep despair. On December 29, 1922, he entered his office on the first floor of the mansion, placed a pistol against his chest, and pulled the trigger. Over the following decades, the mansion changed hands, operating briefly as a boarding house. But in 1949, another Lemp tragedy struck. Charles Lemp, the last of the family to live in the house, had grown increasingly reclusive. One day, he sent instructions to the staff on what to do with his remains, then took his own life in the mansion's front room. By then, the Lemp family name was synonymous with tragedy. Four suicides. A brewery empire lost. A once magnificent mansion now filled with sorrow. The deaths of the Lemp family members, combined with the mansion's eerie atmosphere, led many to believe that something, whether a curse or something more supernatural, had attached itself to the house. After Charles Lemp's death, the mansion sat mostly abandoned for years, its former grandeur fading into decay. It became a boarding house in the 1950s, but something about the house unsettled its residents. Tenants complained of strange occurrences, phantom footsteps echoing through empty halls, doors opening and closing on their own, and sudden inexplicable cold spots. Some claimed to hear the sound of a gunshot, followed by the eerie feeling of something unseen passing by. These reports weren't isolated. Even workers tasked with renovating the house refused to stay after dark, insisting that something or someone was still inside. As word of these experiences spread, the legend of the haunted Lemp Mansion grew. By the 1970s, the house had been converted into a restaurant, an inn, attracting those eager to experience the paranormal. Guests and staff alike began reporting even more unusual activity, ghostly apparitions, objects moving on their own, and disembodied voices whispering in the halls. But what was causing these disturbances? Were they truly spirits of the Lemp family, unwilling or unable to leave the home they had suffered in? Or was it something else, a trick of the mind, fueled by suggestion and the house's tragic past? Some say the hauntings are nothing more than legend. Others insist that the Lemp mansion is home to restless spirits forever trapped in a house of sorrow. Whatever the truth may be, the eerie events reported within these walls were only the beginning. The stories that followed would be even more chilling. The tragedies that unfolded within the Lemp mansion were enough to leave a permanent mark on its history. But many believe the mansion isn't just a relic of the past. It's a place where that past refuses to rest. Guests, employees, and paranormal investigators have all reported disturbing experiences within its walls. The Lemp Mansion has gained a reputation as one of the most haunted locations in America, with encounters that defy explanation. Some say the spirits of the Lemp family linger here, bound to the house by sorrow and regret. Others claim that something even darker roams the halls, feeding on the despair that once filled the mansion. Whatever the cause, the stories that come out of the Lemp Mansion are chilling. One of the most commonly reported apparitions in the mansion is believed to be William J. Lemp Sr., the once powerful brewing mogul who took his own life in 1904. Visitors have claimed to see a tall, shadowy figure lurking in the hallways or standing at the top of the grand staircase. Others have reported feeling an oppressive presence in his former office where his tragic end took place. In this room, some guests have described hearing heavy footsteps pacing back and forth as if someone were deep in thought or in distress. Those who dare to linger too long sometimes feel an inexplicable sense of sorrow wash over them, as though they're experiencing the weight of William Lemp's final moments. Another frequently seen apparition is Billy Lemp, the man who witnessed his family's empire crumble before ultimately ending his own life in the mansion. Guests staying in his old bedroom have reported waking up to see a figure standing at the foot of their bed, one that vanishes the moment they move. Some have even claimed to hear a voice whisper, "Get out." Could it be Billy, still tormented by the loss of his fortune, his name, his family? Or is something else using his story as a way to instill fear? One of the most disturbing legends surrounding the mansion is that of the hidden child, sometimes referred to as the monkey-faced boy. According to rumors, an illegitimate Lemp child was born with a genetic condition that caused severe deformities. Rather than allowing him to be seen by society, the family supposedly kept him locked away in the attic, hidden from public view for his entire life. While no historical evidence confirms this child's existence, guests and employees alike have reported strange activity in the attic. Many have heard the sound of small footsteps scurrying across the floor, or the soft sobs of a child when no one is there. Some have even seen the shadowy figure of a young boy peering out from the attic windows. Whether the story of the hidden child is true or not, something seems to linger in the attic. And whatever it is, it wants to be known. One of the most commonly reported phenomena in the Lemp Mansion is poltergeist activity, objects shifting, doors slamming shut, and items being moved from one place to another without explanation. In the dining area, guests have witnessed glasses sliding across tables on their own, and silverware has been known to lift off the tables and drop suddenly. Employees closing up at night have found chairs inexplicably rearranged and lights turning back on after they've been turned off. On one occasion, a bartender working alone heard an eerie laugh from across the room. He turned to see a full glass of beer, which he swore had just been empty, suddenly frothing over as though someone had poured it from beyond the grave. Even those who don't see an apparition often hear unexplained footsteps echoing through the halls and staircases. These sounds are particularly common in the early morning hours when no guests are awake. Disembodied voices have also been reported throughout the mansion. Some are faint, hushed whispers, while others are loud and clear, so clear that guests have responded, thinking they were speaking to a real person, only to find the room empty. One guest described waking up to a voice right next to her ear whispering, "Why are you here?" She turned on the light, but there was no one there. Charles Lemp, the last of the family to live in the mansion, met a similar fate to those before him, taking his own life in 1949. But his presence is still strongly felt by those who visit the mansion today. His former bedroom is now a guest room, but few who stay there make it through the night. Many report hearing strange scratching noises at the door, objects falling off shelves, and a strong sense of unease as if they're being watched. One particularly chilling encounter involved a guest who awoke to the sensation of hands gripping his arms. When he turned on the light, he found deep red marks on his skin, as if someone or something had grabbed him tightly. Many paranormal investigators who have explored the Lemp Mansion believe it to be a classic case of residual hauntings, spirits repeating moments from their lives imprinted into the energy of the house. The tragic suicides, the sorrow that permeated the mansion for decades, may have left an imprint that lingers in time, playing back like a recording. But others believe the Lemp Mansion may be home to something more intelligent. Some believe that at least one of the spirits, perhaps Billy, perhaps Charles, is fully aware and interacts with the living. There are even whispers that something other than the Lemps may inhabit the mansion. Something that thrives on the grief and suffering left behind. A few investigators claim to have encountered an entity that didn't seem human at all. Something dark, oppressive, and full of malice. Could it be the residual pain of the Lemp family still echoing through the halls? Or has something else made the Lemp mansion its home? Despite, or perhaps because of, its haunted reputation, the Lemp mansion continues to operate as a bed and breakfast, restaurant, and event venue. Ghost tours are offered regularly, drawing in those who want to experience the paranormal firsthand. Investigators, thrill seekers, and skeptics alike come through its doors, each hoping for a glimpse into the unknown. And while some leave convinced that it's all just legend, others leave shaken, unable to explain what they saw, heard, or felt within those walls. The Lemp Mansion is more than just a historic landmark, and it is a house of tragedy, a house of mystery, and for many, a house of ghosts. Those who stay overnight are often asked the same question before turning out the lights. Are you brave enough to face what lingers in the dark? Tragedy has a way of leaving its mark, and in the case of the Lemp Mansion, that mark might go far beyond history. The deaths, the losses, the pain, it all seeped into the very bones of this house, and to this day, people say it hasn't let go. The stories coming out of the Lemp Mansion aren't just the usual campfire ghost tales. We're talking about people. Rational people who have walked through those doors expecting nothing and left with experiences they can't explain. From shadowy figures standing at the foot of beds to voices whispering in the dead of night, it seems something in that house still stirs. Of course, skeptics argue that all of this is just the power of suggestion. A place with such a dark history is bound to make people uneasy. Maybe the footsteps are just the house settling. Maybe the cold spots are just old drafts. Maybe the whispers are just the mind playing tricks. And maybe, just maybe, the Lemp Mansion isn't haunted at all. Just a place so soaked in sorrow that it feels haunted, even to those who don't believe. But then again, what if it is? If you ever find yourself in St. Louis and feel like testing your nerves, you can book a stay at the Lemp Mansion. Just be sure to bring a flashlight. And maybe don't ask too many questions about what lurks in the attic. I'm Tony Bruschi. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any episodes and so you can join us again for another Paranormal Deep Dive.
Want to dig deeper in the Paranormal Deep Dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new Paranormal Deep Dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.
Thanks for selling your car to Carvana. Here's your check.
Whoa, when did I get here?
What do you mean?
I swear it was just moments ago that I accepted a great offer from Carvana online. I must have time traveled to the future.
It was just moments ago. We do same day pickup. Here's your check for that great offer.
It is the future.
It's the present and just the convenience of Carvana. Sorry to blow your mind.
It's all good. Happens all the time.
Sell your car the convenient way to
Carvana.
Pickup times may vary and fees may apply.